Greetings from the Candy Colored Studio, where life is sweeter in candy color. I'm oil painter Katrina Berg, and I'm so glad you're here. I'll be chatting with you from my Midway, Utah home, serving up a palette of support, hope, and love with a side of realness. As a mother of five, including five-year-old twins, I know too well that life is rarely easy and jolly, but savoring the sweet moments gives us the strength we need to find peace, growth, and fulfillment along our journey. Again, so happy you're here and welcome.
I'm getting on a podcast, so don't make noise.
Welcome back to the Candy Colored Studio. Okay, so for today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about my process. I've had some recent collectors ask me about just how I get started, where I get my inspiration from, and so I thought I would share some of that with you. So I think that for me, one of the biggest things is that I create to bring more joy into my life because, believe it or not, my life is not perfect just like yours. And so I feel like these moments that I get to create, I want to make sure that I can evoke joy and happiness, memories from the past, but also just try to celebrate the good things in my life. And then, of course, when I'm having a hard time, then it's always nice to be able to look back and see these moments and remember the goodness that's in life. And so that's one of the things that kind of starts it off. But for a long time, I just painted favorite things. And they could have been because of gifts for people in my life. They were favorite views, but usually all coming back to that memory, the memories and just things that I want to remember of about good times. And so there is an episode where I talk about why I create, and I talk about actually some really hard things that have happened in my life and how creating art has become such a therapy to me and also just helps keep me sane and kind of ride all those crazy bumps of life that are just normal for all of us. So going back to the whole inspiration thing. So again, it started out with favorite things, and a lot of times it was for other people. And obviously commissions have a big influence on what I create. I'm always open to try new things, but I'm also very realistic in the fact that my paintings are not realistic. So if somebody wants something in a certain way, then I'm happy to pass them along to somebody else just because it's really hard to create something that is not just naturally coming out of us. So that's what I would say about that. I do like to work from photos and images and obviously like real life things. I've always loved to draw and create, but I've always had to, I like to look at something and then create from that. And it's kind of ironic because a lot of times you look at the things that I'm creating and sure, it's not a realistic impression, but I think that for me, I am very drawn to the colors, the shapes, and of course, I like to use my style to kind of bring those out more, whether it's with the thick paint, the little tiny pieces that make up the shine that looks like stained glass, all of those things come together. But I still like to start with something very realistic to begin with. And so for example, I'm going to show you a painting over here. So this is one that I did during quarantine, thanks to some inspiration from my friend Caitlin Connolly, and she's got us working on a show. So you might get to see this coming up pretty soon, maybe this fall or winter. But for this piece, I wanted to talk about relationships and specifically between husband and wife, partners, just intimate relationships where you're concerned about other people in your life. And so I actually had the kids help take pictures of Carl and I in our entryway with our big fig leaf fig. So here, I'll bring it over here and show you. So basically this piece was taken in this room with that fig leaf fig right there. Okay. And it's just so much easier to, again, work with something else and then create, take out my favorite parts and create something with that piece. Other pieces, let's see if I can show you a little bit more about this. So the piece that I was just showing you, I haven't even titled it, but yeah. This next piece is called Feeling Good. And it has chinoiserie vase. It has some birds, lots of flowers, some butterflies, fruit, all these things that I absolutely adore. But then there's also so much symbolism. And that's something that I've learned to really embrace with my process, is that every single object that I, and I shouldn't just say object, but things in life generally have so much symbolism. And so the wren, these are fairy wren, and I have this strong connection to fairies. I just love fairies, the ideas that there's little people out there watching over us, trying to create good in the world and put their influence in, bring light into the world. And then, of course, the chinoiserie vase, like we have this great connection with Asian art. And basically, my dad served a mission in Taiwan, and so that's really important to our family. I grew up, we seriously ate rice, if not every day, three or four times a week. And so I've always been really connected to that culture. We spent a lot of time going to Chinese restaurants as a family, since my dad speaks Mandarin. And obviously, growing up in Southern California, certain areas of Southern California, there's so many really great Asian cultures that have just, developed there. And I went to school with the majority of my friends had some Asian descent. And so that's always been really special to me. So this kind of ties in all those thoughts and feelings. And then, of course, the butterflies, they're much like the creatures. I think about creatures being like special spirits and ancestors and friends who've passed on that watch over us and guide us and give us strength and hope when we're pretty much lost. But then, of course, there's flowers. You know, there's so many symbols with flowers. There's so many symbols with fruit. The idea that there is good fruit, that we can plant seeds and have good fruit, that sometimes we have to pull out the weeds. And so all these things come into these pieces. And then I would just say that sometimes with my process, I use paintbrushes and palette knives and a combination of the two. But then other times, like this big oval landscape, and it is called Splendor in the Grass. And this one is done almost entirely with palette knife. And you can really see how the shine comes through because of the palette knife. And just to give you a little background of this piece, this is in Midway from the top of Memorial Hill. This used to be the view that we would see. And the circles in the fields of Whitaker Farms was just a favorite view. And now there's a beautiful new community there. We're going to have all these new neighbors, and it's going to be really great. But that's one of the reasons why I wanted to preserve that view and that memory. But going back again to my process, so a lot of people do ask me about the shine and how do I get my painting so shiny. And so for me, it was kind of this progression of calamity of errors, maybe. But I just found that I like to gesso with a really smooth tool called the Catalyst Wedge. And I can actually put a link to it in the show notes so you can go check it out if you want to try using the Catalyst Wedge. But this is the one that I like the most. It's right here. It's a W06. Anyways, I'll leave the link in there. But I use that to put the gesso on my boards. And I always paint on wood. So let's see. Let me show you this piece. Here is one of my pieces that I've gotten started and I haven't got very far. But as you can see, I've got a wood board. Okay. And on the back, it's really hard to tell, but this is actually the stuff that you would see in a classroom, like a whiteboard is on the back. And then that way I only have to gesso the one side, and it makes it really easy for me to sign on the back. So again, I have come in and I have gessoed extremely smoothly, right, with that wedge. And then you can tell I start to draw all the little shapes and figures, all the things that are important in the piece with pencil. And so obviously I work a lot off of photographs. They can be my photographs. They can be favorite things that I've seen. Sometimes I'll use magazines, just whatever inspires me. And then I sketch it, and I sketch and sketch and sketch. And this is one of the longest parts of my process because I want to get it to a really good place before I start painting. There's so many artists out there that are so good at just throwing on the paint and just going wild. And you know, even if they see something, they can just quickly do it with the paint, and they just love to do that. But for me, I found that if I start with this almost like a composition foundation, then when I come in with the paint, it's okay for me to change things a little bit, but it helps me to just kind of have a plan or a roadmap. And I feel like my pieces are always stronger when I do that. So again, I will sketch until I like it. And that means a lot of erasing, a lot of sketching. And then once I feel good about it, then I will put the veins or that the initial, I'll cover every pencil line in oil paint. And that kind of represents the veins that you see in stained glass. Each of those metal pieces that holds each glass piece together. And so again, that all happens with the brush. And then after that, it just depends on the piece. Sometimes it is, the rest of the whole piece, primarily my landscapes are like this, ends up being completely in palette knife. And that is so much fun for me. I love that. And then other times I really want to have that contrast of the high shine where I've used the palette knife and then the delicate brushwork. And so the parts of my painting where I use the brushes, it's not nearly as shiny. And going back to the whole shine thing for me, it's again, I start with a really smooth layer of gesso. And then the paint that I use, Winsor & Newton's Artisan Oil, I'll show you some of those. They're just naturally really shiny. And so after a piece is complete, my paintings are already super, super shiny. Okay, I'm going to show you this paint. So this is my Winsor & Newton Artisan. I think it might even be backwards in the video, but that's okay. This is what I use. It is a water-based oil. So it works like an oil paint, takes longer to dry. You can really move stuff around. It's very, very yummy, yummy paint. And yet I don't have to use mediums. I don't use linseed oil or other things to help slow down the process or just, you know, all the things that you traditionally do. And I don't have to clean up with terpenoid or turpentine or any of those cleaners. Instead, I can clean with soap and water. I clean all my brushes with soap and water, and then of course my palette knives I just brush off, so it's not a big deal. But so I put that on there, and then I just use a lot of paint, and that is how my paints are thick. It's why it takes so long for my paintings to dry. It's not uncommon for my pieces to take a whole month for them to dry. But yeah, so that's basically what I do. And then after everything is dry to the touch, I'll come in and I will put a varnish on it, and then it shines even more. But before the varnish, these paintings are already shiny thanks to that Winsor & Newton oil paint. And I love that. And I know there are artists that really like it to be more matte finished, more dull. And that's great. Like it totally, I think that it fits so well with so much artwork. But for me, this just really, for me, it's the icing on the cake and just brings me so much happiness. I feel like that the paintings really reflect light. And to me, there's a lot of symbolism of our divine parents and our savior. And I think about them with the shine. And I think about that mirror-like effect that, that we can truly become like them by just constantly trying to become better. And it's not a perfectionist thing. It's not about being the best. It's not about being perfect. It's about just continually trying to be better, to become our best selves. And to me, that's what the shine represents. And it's always that reflection of remembering who you are, remembering that you have this great potential, and remembering that that no matter how many times we mess up, and no matter how many times we make mistakes, that they are totally mindful of us, and that they want us to succeed. And that's just the bottom line. So there's just a little bit more about my process for you. And if you have some more questions, feel free to email me, theletterk@katrinaberg.com. And I'd be happy to answer more specific questions. Again, I love to paint favorite things. I love to paint in series. My latest huge piece that went to the Bountiful Davis Art Center recently for the Rouge Women's Voices Show, Utah Women's Voices Show, that piece was such a conglomeration of just the probably 15 years, almost 16, yeah, 15 years of painting and thinking and creating. And so there were so many things that I'd already painted that came into that piece, and then also just represented so much about peace, about growth, about just becoming our best selves, about realizing that we can't do it alone, that all that handmade peace and homemade peace all comes because there are people in our lives physically and people in our lives spiritually, or those that have passed on, that are constantly rooting for us and just helping us to be better and to get through the hard parts of our life that truly are there. They are not, I mean, there's just so much evil in the world, and yet there is so much light, and that's what that piece is about. And so for me to be able to combine all of these things that I've been painting for so long that seemed so insignificant in a way, or seemed like, I don't know, just not enough depth. I felt like it was really a blessing to meet with collectors on a regular basis to hear their thoughts about these pieces and how they feel and the emotions that they evoke, because it's true that even just the tiniest little bird or landscape, it can make such a difference on our soul. And yet to be able to pull all those feelings and thoughts for so many years into that piece has been just such a gift. And so I do want to continue this series. I'm really excited about it. If you have somebody in your life that you would like to have a portrait, it could be your mom, a sister, a daughter, anybody in your life that you think that you would love to see in a very non-realistic way, but in symbolism, be able to portray all the things that are important to that person, the things that that make that person unique, but also what their contribution is to our humanity, to our human race. And I'm excited to work on these pieces. I've got some ideas. I've got some women in my life that I want to paint. And I think that what's fun is a lot of times it's really easy to connect with some of the things that we see in other women. And so I don't expect these to only go to those people. I hope that you will connect with one that means a lot to you, and that you'll be able to find joy in and be able to have some sort of sisterhood with these women. And then I also want to be able to paint some portraits of other early Utah women artists, or women here specifically in Utah who did so much to help the beginning of our statehood and our heritage and culture here. And again, it doesn't just have to be Utah, it can be anywhere, but I just would love to be able to paint specifically normal people like you and I, who don't necessarily may not end up on on a book or in a movie or things like that, but that we have a great purpose and that we lift where we stand. And I would love to be able to take these amazing stories and legacies and bring them to light and allow those women to shine, whether they are alive or they've passed on, for us to be able to be inspired by them and to learn from them and to be able to use their stories to help propel us to something greater, and to remind us that of our great potential, and that we are truly all divine intelligences, each one of us in this human family. So those are my thoughts. Those are my feelings about process. I think the only other thing that I didn't share is, I think for me, when it comes to presentation, there are so many options. Obviously, you know, I love to paint in circles. I love to paint in like ovals. And I've got some really fun things in the works that I'm excited to show you that have to do with curves, but not necessarily ovals and circles. So that'll be really fun. But yeah, if you have a special project in mind, feel free to reach out. And I might tell you it's not the perfect project for me, but more than likely, I would love to explore and see what your heart desires most, and to see it become a reality, and to see those ideas and thoughts and feelings be able to materialize in a new way. I was telling some friends at the opening of the Bountiful Davis Arts Center show, The Rouge, Utah Women's Voices. A lot of people have asked if I'm going to sell that piece. And it is a portrait of me, but it's not necessarily supposed to be me. Obviously, since I don't paint realistically, unless you really knew me, you probably wouldn't know that it's me. But because I did use photographs of myself so that I could paint that piece, you know, people have asked, well, how can you sell that piece? And the truth is, in my heart, I believe that this whole process and this this process, I believe, is innate in all members of our human family. And I think specifically of women. There's so many things that we as women create every day. And for me, I feel like all of our creations, they are eternal. And so even though a couple of my paintings a few years ago burnt in a house fire of one of my collectors, I remember sorting through feelings of just what it was like to lose those pieces. And of course, she was devastated and I was very sad for her. And yet I felt like that's when I learned that these creations are truly eternal. And so for me, I am happy, more than happy, to share these creations. And I feel like there's so many ways to share the love and light of our Savior Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Parents and all those people that love you here on earth and those that have passed on. And I think that this is one way that I can do this. And so for me to share those with you, whether it ends up in your kitchen, whether it ends up in your bathroom, whether it gets to hang out on my wall for a while and we get to enjoy it as a family, my goal is for these pieces to lift you. And so, by the way, school starts on Monday. Just a little bit excited. Maybe I'll catch up on things. But anyways, again, yeah. So that's a little bit about my process. And just want to send a lot of love to each of you today. I want you to know that I do think about you. Think about so many of you while I'm painting. I think about those of you that I've never met. And I think about, sometimes it's hard because there's so many things going on in our lives. And I know, we are all facing hard things. We are all balancing, holding these very, very full plates. And if I can bring a little bit of joy or lift you and give you some support during your balancing act, it's totally worth it to me. So there you go. Signing off from Midway, Utah, and the Candy Colored Studio, and sending you so much love.